If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, my next guest this evening is Niamh Dillon, who is here to talk about her Killorglin-based business, Badger and Blue. And Niamh had started the business. It all started very organically out of her love of photography, creating prints and greeting cards. And while she had been pottering away at it while she worked full-time in another job, it wasn't until she lost that job that she took the plunge and went into working full-time for herself. Well, she joins us now to talk about that decision and the business. Niamh, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
Will you tell us about Badger and Blue?
Of course. So Badger and Blue is inspired by the land and the sea. Of course, with us living here along the Wild Atlantic Way, it's not hard to be inspired by the landscapes around us. So I established the business. It's greeting cards and colourful prints. And really, it takes inspiration from Irish culture, landscapes and women. So a lot of the prints, they're inspirational quotes. They're personalised prints, for example, for engagements or people having new babies. Really what it is it's celebrating life's micro and also large moments and capturing them forever on a gorgeous keepsake such as a print and a card.
And you're a keen photographer yourself, and obviously Kerry is a great location to be a landscape photographer.
Oh, absolutely. I actually moved to Kerry 5 years ago, and I think a huge part of my living here has been capturing nearly every single part of the county. Landscape photography is something I've done for years. It was kind of my childhood hobby that just continued on into adulthood. And that's actually then what inspired Badger and Blue. I had people asking, could they purchase prints of the photos? And I think, like many people, I was like, oh no, I couldn't do that. And then I just thought one day, I was like, do you know what, I may as well. I'll pop up a couple of the prints. I think I had something like 5 prints and 9 postcards, and I posted them up for friends and family, and they were a hit, and it just kept going from there.
And it grew from there. As you mentioned, you have, you know, like say the inspirational quotes. For anyone who wants to look, you're online.
I am. I'm predominantly an online business. It's badgerandblue.com, or as I jokingly say to people, you can find me anywhere, basically any social media platform, we're there as well.
And I suppose, you know, you mentioned there how it started. There was an interest in people getting copies of photographs and that kind of thing. Launching a business then is a different story altogether. What made you do that? What made you, I suppose, take the leap?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being self-employed is definitely, it's kind of you're taking a little ship and you're going out into the dark and you don't know what's coming your way. I guess my first inspiration was that my parents were self-employed. They still are self-employed and they had a business. And I found that really inspiring. I thought it was very brave. I saw them go through recessions. I saw them go through hard times and they kept powering through. And then over my adult life, I just had this desire to work for myself and to build something for myself. My path took a different journey. I went down the corporate marketing route, and I almost felt like I was at this crossroads in my life where I was a jack of all trades and I felt like I was kind of a master of none. But what I didn't realize was all of those skills and all of those pieces that I had built over my life, they really all came into it. Like when you're, you know, when you have your own business, you're almost wearing 40 different hats. You know, you're the HR manager, you're the owner, you're fulfillment, you're literally everything, you know. So I find that really inspiring, I guess, with other people in my life. I'm a firm believer that if you're going to fail, fail fast. So I thought, what do I actually have to lose? It was during the pandemic. I just thought, why not go for it? I had just been made redundant and it was just something I always wanted to do.
I suppose, yeah, you had that time for reflection when you were made redundant that, you know, it was, I suppose, maybe now or never.
Definitely. It was kind of a lifeline, I suppose, because going out on your own is something that is quite nerve-wracking. It's quite terrifying. And I had two options. I was either going to work for somebody else or I was going to work on my own dream. And I thought, you know what, girl, go for it now.
And you mentioned there about being made redundant. That's obviously a very difficult period in any person's life. An even braver move then to try and go and pursue your dream and to run your own business.
Definitely. I think it was, you know, it was a bit of a a pull of the carpet out from under my feet type moment. I'm going to turn 30 this year, and I had never expected that before the age of 30 I would be made redundant and also let go from a job that happened last year. And I think it was just really an eye-opening experience to me that if you have a path and a vision for your life and your career, it's okay if it changes. And I think that's kind of the beautiful thing now about being my own boss and having Badger and Blue, and not fully knowing where the next step is, but knowing that whatever it is, it will work out and it will be okay.
And you mentioned there you started with the prints of your photographs. Is the business so kind of ever evolving? You know, you mentioned, you know, there's like inspirational quotes and the greeting cards then as well. Are you one of those people with a creative mind? You're always thinking of new ideas?
Absolutely. If you could see the notes app in my phone, it's full of poems, inspirational quotes, even comments that people say. Irish people are actually very witty and very funny at times, and comments that people would make in general conversation will actually end up on some of the cards. Last year for Valentine's Day, for example, I had somebody asking about just a funny phrase, you know, like even Dulcady on Leharis, let's say, for example, could I make that into a Valentine's card? And I was like, oh my God, are you joking? And I made a video about it and it kind of went a bit viral, let's say. And that's the card then that people chose to buy for their loved ones last Valentine's Day. I think with the business, I think a huge part of it is I try to keep my ear to the ground and I genuinely listen to what my customers have to say. You'd actually be amazed. People would ask, oh, do you have such and such? And I go home then after, let's say, if I met them at a market, and I think to myself, that's actually a really good idea. I don't have that, but I can make it.
And as well as your customers inspiring you there, you know, you mentioned about moving to Kerry and Kerry becoming your home. You know, there is obviously an amazing landscape here in Kerry between the mountains and the sea and the lakes. It's home to a great number of artists of different types. Does that help? Does that help inspire you? Does that help your creativity being around other artistic people?
Oh, absolutely. I think Kerry is a place where they're so welcoming of, you know, creativity and artistry, and that work-life balance, that the life aspect is really promoted. And I think you can't but be inspired by seeing other people taking risks, you know, even people really prioritizing time on the beach or going for hikes and climbing. And one thing that I find fascinating is the amount of artists that actually live in Kerry and make a living, you know, whether it be a photographer or a potter or a painter. It genuinely, it really inspires me to keep going and keep, I suppose, pulling the creativity that's inside of myself that maybe fear is kind of stopping a lot of the time.
You're also involved in K-Fest in Killorglin, an arts festival. Do you find that helps with networking, new ideas, meeting more people who are involved in the arts?
Definitely. So I came on board with K-Fest in January of 2022. They asked me to come on board and help them with the marketing, and it's been brilliant. You know, I actually, a part of the reason why I moved to Kerry was firstly for love, but then also for the passion of everything that Kerry has to offer. And K-Fest was one of those things that my boyfriend very strategically brought me to try and convince me to move away from Dublin. And I just think that it's such an incredible festival. You know, it happens every June bank holiday weekend, and all of these artists from Kerry and across Ireland come into the town. There can be up to 80 artists exhibiting here in Killorglin, and the town just comes alive. It's the most inspiring thing to see, and it's just brilliant. You meet the artists, you hear their stories, and then even, you know, you'll meet an artist and then a couple of years later you see that they've gone on to do huge things with their career. And I just find the whole thing, you walk away from it so incredibly energized, and it takes, I think, that piece of creativity that we all carry in our hearts, and it just enhances it even more.
And you mentioned a few moments ago about when you have your own business, you know, you're running everything. So when it comes to the actual, I suppose, practicalities, when it comes to maybe designing a card or a print, you know, you're creating the whole concept, you're illustrating it, and, you know, you're packing it then and sending it off to the customer as well.
Absolutely. So every aspect of Badger and Blue is fulfilled by myself. I have a home studio here. It's just outside Killorglin. And as I say, I print, pack, design, and ship all of the products from here. It's truly a labor of love, in that I probably this year now, hopefully, I would love to take somebody on that can maybe help me with the fulfillment side of things. But at present, from initial design right through to the product arriving at the customer's house, that is all completely done in-house by myself.
And I noticed on your website, when it comes to, you know, wrapping and packaging up your goods, all of your wrapping, it's compostable, made from recycled packaging, I suppose. Is that something that is a passion of your own, or did you feel it was a demand from customers as well?
I think it was a bit of both, but that actually, from the day I opened, that was something that I had in place. I think, again, you know, with the business, I had such a clear vision for the business. Badger is a native Irish animal, and blue is taking reference from the sea and the sky. And I just didn't like the thought of passing waste on to my customers then. So the sleeves, for example, they're made out of cornstarch. The twine that I wrap them in, it's made out of hemp, so that will compost. Even the tags that I use, they're made from recycled paper. The same with the cards, and even with the envelopes the cards are provided with. I just think it's really important. I'm aware that creating a paper product, you're, you know, taking from our natural resources that are trees. And I'm really conscious that I don't want to be a contributor to further waste. So yeah, from start to finish, it's something that I, you know, I heavily consider. Even when, for example, launching new products, there's a lot of time actually goes into sourcing packaging that is fully sustainable.
And Niamh, you mentioned you predominantly sell online, but would you also go to markets as well?
Absolutely. So online, people can find me at badgerandblue.com. I'd absolutely love if people wanted to head over and have a look and maybe see if there's something for a special occasion coming soon. But yes, markets are something that I love to do. You know, you get to meet people face to face. I'd nearly talk to a wall if it would talk back to me. So over the Christmas period especially, I was at plenty of markets here in Kerry. There's no markets yet in January, but in the springtime I'll be attending markets. I'd say the best place to see the dates and the details would be if people wanted to pop over to our Instagram. It's Badger and Blue, all just one phrase, and I let people know where I am at markets and they can come along and say hi.
And you mentioned as well that you know, you work with customers, you'll personalise gifts for them. There's obviously that side, and there's I suppose the work that you're creating anyway and you're selling on the website. The corporate side of it, is that an area that you'd like to get into as well?
I think the corporate side is something I'd love to get into, especially with such a heavy corporate background in my own career. I think it's something lovely that businesses do, you know, like gifting to their employees or gifting to their customers. It's definitely something that I'm more than open to. I've been very fortunate. I've worked with a number of wholesalers. Even last year, I was very fortunate. I was able to provide a piece to one of the Aldis here in Kerry. That was a great moment. I guess if people are interested for their businesses or for a wholesale perspective, there is a tab on my website with contact details for all of that.
Okay, so badgerandblue.com, and people can find you on social media under Badger and Blue as well.
Exactly.
Lovely to hear from you, and lovely to hear about Badger and Blue, and continued success to you.
Thank you.
Niamh Dillon there of Killorglin-based business Badger and Blue. Stay with us here on In Business. Coming up after the break, we'll be catching up with Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. Do stay tuned.
In Business on Radio Kerry. For information and advice on personal and commercial finance,